Just like Jesus felt the pain of the scourge with his metal, glass, and leather tips that cut his flesh down to the bone. Many of us here in our life have had the pain of last Friday night. You see, last Friday night, the world threw all it had at God. All of its hate, all of its sin, everything it had, and Jesus was tortured, and Jesus died. Jesus was killed. All of us have had or are having our own Good Fridays where it appears that the world has won, that the devil has won. And for those of you that didn't go to a Good Friday service this last Friday night, I want you to understand that Jesus really died. Jesus really died. I want you to hear that the world did terrible, terrible things to him. The world threw everything it had at Jesus, and it led to his death. And Jesus' death and resurrection changed everything. Did you notice in our scripture this morning when the Gospel of Luke said that Jesus opened their minds to understanding the scripture? What happened to that? What happened to that? What happened to our minds being open to the Scripture? To understanding the Scripture? What happened to that? What happened to us believing in ourselves because God believes in us? What happened to that? You see, the resurrection was another creative act of God. When we believe in the resurrection, we are participating in this creative act of God's, and that means that we are born again to a new life. Do you understand that? We are born again to a new life. We are awakened to a new world, a new way to look at the world, a new way to look at ourselves, a new way to look at each other. We are born again to new life. A faith like this is the beginning of freedom. The beginning of freedom. Because God reveals Himself in the resurrection of Jesus, who was crucified in helplessness, who made Himself vulnerable for us. Think about that. The all-powerful One allowed Himself to be vulnerable for us. He loved you enough that He became vulnerable. He loved you enough that He became vulnerable. He opened Himself up for us. That's how much He loves us. A faith like this is the beginning of freedom. He made Himself vulnerable for us. Then God is not the embodiment of power. Think about that. God is not the embodiment of power that we think of power today. And in the day of Jesus, God is not the embodiment of the power that they understood of the Roman Empire, the Roman Caesar. That is not the power that God is. God is not the scientific understanding that we have of the world. God does not embody that either. God is the life-giving energy which makes the poor rich and lifts up the downtrodden and raises the dead. Boy, how can you sit there and sit still on something like that? Think about that. God is the life-giving energy which makes the poor rich. Has anybody here ever feel poor? And lifts up the downtrodden. How about that? Have anybody been downtrodden? Lifts up the downtrodden and raises the dead. Faith in the resurrection is itself an energy which strengthens and raises up, liberating from the deadly illusions of power and having. I got to have that. Oh man, I got to have, you know, so-and-so had that, and I just got to get one.